In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
You realize how insane that sounds, right, Mom?
Don't you think I know that? I wouldn't believe it if it didn't happen to me. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner, I only wanted to prevent it from happening to you.
That's all you have to say? I thought you were telling me about my brother, and now it's turned into some stupid, lame, straight-to-video horror movie.
Honey, what kind of story did you think this was? I didn't know what to make of that strange night with Artie. I wanted to tell your father, but I was worried he'd think I was. And I chalked it up to stress and exhaustion and tried to forget the whole thing.
Railway General, emergency room, can you please hold? Railway General, emergency room, can you please hold?
Bonnie?
Where have you been? I have to see 12 patients in the next 12
Bonnie.
Minutes. I don't have time to do my job and your job, Cindy.
Bonnie!
What?
Your sister's on line 5.
Amanda?
I just left for a second to use the bathroom. I didn't realize. I thought she'd
be
fine.
Amanda, Amanda, relax. What happened?
Mom's dead.
Bonnie? Are you all right? Are you all right? Can you hear me, Bonnie? Bonnie, look at me. What's happening? Bonnie. Are you all right?
Okay. Shane? Honey? Shane? Are you okay?
Is Artie here?
No, he's not. Look, honey, I need to talk to you for a minute.
And then can Artie come over?
Will you come over here, please? Do you remember that your grandma hasn't been feeling well lately?
I know, she's sick.
Yeah, well, sweetie, last night she got really, really sick. And Aunt Amanda took her to the hospital, but, well, she passed away. Do you understand what that means, Shane?
Yes, it means she's dead now.
You know, it's okay to be sad. It's a sad thing when people die, but we still have all of our wonderful, fun memories with her. And you know, she loved you so, so much.
Artie's here!
Shane! God! Shane! Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you about your grandma?
Yes. Can I go get Artie now?
Sure, go ahead. He was farther away from me than ever. And when I thought about Artie, how close they were, it made me furious. I hated him. And I hated myself for it. How could I hate a child?
Why did he follow me home?
Jesus! Artie?
I recognized their car on the road last night.
I wanted to confront him about that night, about how he scared me half to death. But as ashamed as I am to admit it now, I was terrified of that strange little boy.
Artie, it makes me very happy that you and Shane are such good friends. But honey, I'm concerned about you. Your house was dark. I didn't see any cars in the driveway.
My parents weren't home yet.
Okay, and that is fine. Believe me, with Shane's father being a pilot, I totally understand. But honey, I need to meet them.
You can't.
It's not a debate, Artie. I will meet your mother. And we will discuss you and Shane having playdates outside this house and playdates apart with other friends. Sitting inside his room all day is not healthy. And, you know, you're going to play with the door open from now on, okay? Either all of this happens or you are not allowed to come over anymore. Do you understand? Artie, do you understand?
Yes, Miss Ibanez.
Oh. Okay, good.
You've been crying.
What?
I can tell.
No, I just... My mommy passed away.
I'm sorry. Was she nice like you?
She was much nicer than me.
Sometimes when I'm sad, I take a nap. It helps a little.
You know, I think that might just be a good idea. Come on, let's go find Shane.
I thought I fixed it. I thought things would get better now, but that sinking feeling in my stomach just wouldn't go away. I took Artie's advice, and I got into bed for a bit.
Shane?
I looked in on Shane. They'd left the door cracked like I'd asked. I saw Shane sitting on his bed, his little knee next to Artie's. It's been 15 years since then. Every single minute of every single day. I wish I'd opened that door all the way to make sure.
Hello? Jim? You two stay in there. Jim? Is someone in the basement? Whoever's down there, I'm armed. My husband is in the other room and we've just called the police. Jesus, get a grip. It's just a mouse or something. Shane?
There he was. Sitting on the basement floor, his little chest rising and falling in these ragged heaves, fists balled up, fat tears running down his cheeks. His cheeks, they were pink and rosy, not icy blue, but I still recognized him. It was...
Artie? Artie, hey, what's wrong?
Don't come any closer.
It's okay. Artie, whatever's going on, I promise, it's gonna be all right.
I've been here for so long. I want to get out of here.
Okay, I'll take you home. Here, come on,
no,
take my hand.
No, you can't help me. You have to help him.
Who?
He wants him. He's going
what
to kill him.
What are you talking
him.
About?
And then... It hit me, like a freight train slamming into concrete.
Artie, if you're down here, who was that upstairs with Shane?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Shane!
Ow! Ow! Shane! Baby, where are you? Shane!
Shane, come here, honey! Shane?
He was gone.
Shane?
I searched every inch of the house, but it was no use.
Shane?
Like someone had just plucked him out of my life.
This isn't funny, Shane! Come here,
my son,
please!
My little boy.
Baby, where are you?
Was gone. They were his blocks, all neatly laid out on the rug. They weren't there before, I know they were. I don't know why, but I put the blocks together. Maybe it was just some game. Maybe Shane had left me a message with them. And then I read what the letter spelled out, and it made me sick.
Mine now?
Oh God, Shane! Shane! Shane, where are you? Where is my son? God damn it, where is my son?
No, no, his nose is too big. He has a dainty little nose. Yes, yes, more like that. No, but his eyes are too close together. See, well, no, no, that's too far now.
I need coffee.
Wait, I'm sorry. Officer, please, I need to find my son.
Calm down, Mrs. Ibanez.
And where is Jim? Where is my husband?
He's still in the air. The airport doesn't want us to call him until he's landed. It's a safety concern. We're doing everything we can.
Obviously not, because you haven't found my son yet. I have been here all night.
All due respect, so have we, ma'am.
But did you even go to Artie's house?
I really need to get back to the case.
You need to go there. God, I was so stupid. I never even met his parents. I mean, what if they're cult members or Satanists or pedophiles? Jesus.
Take a deep breath, Mrs. Ibanez. I'm Detective Noriega. I'm the one in charge of finding your son.
You need to go to Artie's house.
And we will. But I'm worried about you right now. You don't look well.
Yeah, my kid is missing.
I have two boys. One about Shane Sage. I know how you feel right now, but Shane needs you to stay calm, all right?
Okay.
That's better. Now, why don't we go find some place we can talk? You can tell me all about Artie.
I'm sorry, I snapped at you. I've already told you everything I know. I just want my son back.
I understand. I was doing the New York Times crossword the other day, the Saturday one. It's the hardest. And 8 down had me stumped. 5 letters for Trojan's demise. I ran through every scrap of Greek history and mythology I ever learned. Nothing. Then my 12-year-old walks over, takes one look, and he just says, "Horse." I'm banging my head against the wall, and a kid who misses the toilet 50% of the time figures it out in 5 seconds.
What does that have to do with my son?
Sometimes you just need a fresh set of eyes. If I ask you questions you've already answered, or I do anything that frustrates you, please understand, I'm just trying to be that set of eyes for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's start with yesterday. What time did Shane come home from school? 3 o'clock, you said?
Yes. And Artie came over a few minutes after Shane got home.
Right, we'll get to Artie. About what time did you realize Shane was missing?
I don't know. Maybe 8:30.
That's 5 hours later.
I know.
What were you doing?
I fell asleep.
Was anyone else there to watch the kids?
No. Look, I didn't mean to fall asleep. I was exhausted. My mother had just passed away, and Shane was being a handful.
Were you upset with him?
What? No, he was just...
But you know how boys are. They grow up. They don't want to spend time with you anymore.
It's sad. You wish you could keep them that way forever.
Yes, yes, exactly. I was sad, not angry. So I took a nap, and I woke up to this loud bang from downstairs. I checked on Shane. I saw him in his room, but I was worried, so I went to check downstairs. And that is where I found Artie.
Artie, the little boy from down the street.
Yes, but Detective, the thing is, there is something wrong with that boy. Or his family, maybe. I don't know.
Noriega, need you for a second.
I'm with Mrs. Ibanez right now.
Just a second. It's important.
Just a moment.
What is it?
Bonnie, we need to talk.
We were talking.
We need to talk about the truth. What happened to Shane?
I don't know. That is why I came here. That's your job.
I'm done playing games, Bonnie.
What did he say to you? Out in the hallway, what did he say? Did you find Shane? Did you? Tell me where he is, please. I want to see him right now.
I can't let you do that.
Yes, you can, and you will, because I am his goddamn mother.
You can't see him, Bonnie.
Okay, you just watch
me. You can't see Shane because he's dead, goddammit. He's dead, and you know he is, because you killed him.
No. No, no. Shane is alive. He is out there. Somewhere. Artie has him.
Stop
he
it,
took
Bonnie.
Him.
Just stop it.
You have to get
there
Artie.
Is no Artie. We went to the house you told us about. It's abandoned. Nobody's lived there for years, and not one of your neighbors can corroborate ever seeing this kid or his family.
It was Artie. I am telling you, it was Artie.
What am I supposed to do here, Bonnie? Arrest Shane's imaginary friend for his murder?
He's not. Jim saw him. Call Jim. He'll tell you.
I can't call Jim right now.
You have to. He saw Artie himself.
Jim's dead.
What?
Your husband came home this morning, and the officers on scene led him inside to collect his things. 15 minutes later, he hadn't come out, so they went in to check on him. He was on the couch. Wrists were slit.
Oh, my God. Jim. No.
He must have found what you did in the basement.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You killed Shane and you left him in the basement. Put him in his old crib. Did you want to stop him from growing up that bad? It's time to tell the truth, Bonnie.
What else do you need me to say?
Where is Shane's head? Bonnie Ibanez, you're under arrest for the murder of Shane Ibanez. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, an attorney will be.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
There was nothing I could do. Shane was dead. The entire world had decided that I killed him. And the only other person who could help me tell the truth was dead too. Then I remembered the photos. The ones I took of Shane and Artie in the house that day with the blocks. Artie said he hated pictures and stormed out. I had never been so glad to have upset a child before. If I could just get those pictures, if I could just see what was on them, I could prove Artie was real. And I might be able to find out what really happened to Shane.
Ibanez, you have a visitor.
Hey, thanks for coming.
They made me take off my bra when I came in here. Apparently people smuggle things through in the underwire.
I didn't know that.
Do you know how humiliating that was for me?
Amanda, I'm sorry. How is everyone?
How do you think? I can't even go to the grocery store anymore without people staring. Somebody ambushed Shannon at her car outside the yoga studio. Did you know that? Told her she had baby killer blood in her, and she wasn't welcome anymore. She was devastated.
I'm sorry. But Amanda, I didn't do anything. They're gonna know that eventually. You don't believe me?
That some mysterious, demonic 5-year-old killed Shane and framed you for it? I believe that's what you need to believe.
I'm not crazy.
That's what crazy people say.
Then why did you come, Amanda?
To give you this.
You brought the pictures?
Yes.
Did you look at them? What did you see?
No, I didn't look. I said I'd bring them. That's it. This is the last time, Bonnie. We can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. Get help. I love you.
I didn't blame her. Not even then. No, wouldn't abandon me after all this. What person in their right mind would actually believe my story? That is why I needed those pictures. I needed them all to know. But as soon as I looked at them, I knew something was wrong. I saw Shane smiling back at the camera, but next to him, whatever was next to him was not Artie. It was something horrific. Bits and pieces. They thought I set the pictures on fire myself, so they placed me on suicide watch. Well, after what I saw in those photos, all I wanted to do was die. I woke up at Silver City Psychiatric Hospital.
Bonnie? Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's me, Dr. Wu. Do you remember me? How are you feeling today?
I have a headache. Do you have some ibuprofen?
We can take care of that later, absolutely. I've got to ask you a couple questions first.
Okay.
Can you tell me your name?
Bonnie Ibanez.
Can you tell me who the president is?
Ronald Reagan, unfortunately.
And can you tell me where you are?
I assume this is a mental hospital.
You're at Silver City Psychiatric Hospital, Bonnie. You've been here for about 6 weeks.
6 weeks? No, that can't be.
You had an episode when you were in jail.
Shame. You must be here to decide if I'm too crazy to go to trial, huh?
The charges have been dropped against you, Bonnie.
What? Why? Did they finally find Artie? Do they know what happened?
The police just felt they didn't have the evidence to put a case together.
You mean they think I'm crazy, too? And they didn't want to go through all that work just to slap me in the psych ward I'd be going to anyway. That's not all, is it, Doctor?
I just want you to relax, all right? What I'm about to tell you is going to be upsetting. Your son's body disappeared from the morgue. They believe he was accidentally cremated.
Who accidentally cremates someone?
I can't say. I'm so sorry about all of this, Bonnie.
I really need an ibuprofen.
I'm not sure you should be taking that in your condition.
What condition?
You were pregnant. With me.
Yeah. They released me a week later. I think Dr. Wu was worried I might have gotten pregnant from one of the guards. That kind of stuff happens in those places sometimes. Rather than invite a scandal, she declared me cured and sent me home. Except I couldn't go home.
Why not?
My house burned down. Along with everything inside. Your dad's things. My things. Shane's toys. My pictures. My entire world. Just gone.
Oh, Mom.
I bought sleeping pills. And I kept them on the nightstand next to my shitty motel bed. And I just stare at them, wishing I would just swallow them and be done with all of the pain. But I couldn't. You wouldn't let me. You saved me, Felicia. I got myself together, I got in my car, and I drove until the screaming in my head subsided. I met a man at a truck stop one night, and he had a lady friend who had died recently. No family or anything about my age. So I bought her birth certificate, then her social security card and her driver's license. And that same night, I burned mine. Bonnie Ibanez was gone. I was Elizabeth Johnson now. And Elizabeth was determined to give you the life you deserved.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
Mom, what did you see in those photos?
I can't.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That was the first and last time my mother told me her story. The next morning, we got in the car and drove to Los Angeles, where we managed to stay for good. But my mother was never the same. She was absent, depressed, sick all the time. I didn't know what was causing it, until an aneurysm took her life on my 17th birthday, and the doctors found a tumor the size of a golf ball in her brain. They change people's moods and personalities. That's what they told me. Like waves against the shore, she broke and receded from my life. So I did the only thing I could. I moved on. I graduated high school and college and passed my CPA exam. And got a nice, safe accounting job. And I met somebody. Isaiah. He was kind and funny and smart and perfect. We got married and moved to a house in Verdugo Hills. Felicia Ibanez became Felicia Johnson, became Felicia Cox.
Hey, you've reached Isaiah. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Hey, baby, it's me. You're probably still out watching the game. Just wanted to let you know that I'm home safe. I'm gonna take a shower, so don't freak out if I don't answer when you call back. Love you.
I never told him about my mother or what she told me. There was no point. I never saw Zoe or Katie again. My mother's monsters had died with her.
Babe? That you? Isaiah? Hello? Oh, Jesus. Hello?
Is this Felicia Johnson?
It's Felicia Cox now.
Right. I'm Sergio from Rent-A-Box. You're still the Felicia renting the storage unit?
Yes. Why?
There's been a fire.
Jesus, is everyone okay?
Oh, no. It wasn't the building. It was just your unit.
Excuse me?
I think you should just come down here.
It's all gone.
I'm really sorry. I grabbed the extinguisher as soon as I saw the flames, but I've never seen a fire flash and die so quickly.
But I don't see any char on the walls.
Like I said, I don't know. I just put the fire out and I called you. You can check the security footage yourself if you want.
Oh,
are you okay?
These were all my mother's things. All that I had left of her.
I can give you a phone number to call for insurance?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Nothing here was worth anything. It's just, it meant something. Can I have a minute, please?
Sure. I'll be back at the desk.
Shane's blocks. The memory of my mother's story rushed back to me all at once. My grandfather carving these for his grandson, the way my mother found them. But those blocks burned up in my mother's house fire 30 years ago. They couldn't be there. They shouldn't exist. But there they were. And when I saw what they spelled, my blood froze in my veins. Benjamin. I hadn't told anyone I was pregnant. Isaiah didn't even know yet. How could anyone know the name I'd picked out for my son?
Hello?
Felicia Cox?
Yes.
This is Officer Tom Rawlings with the California Highway Patrol. Ma'am, your husband's been in an accident.
Oh my God, what happened? Where is he?
We did everything we could, but his injuries were severe. He's gone, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
What? No.
I felt like I was in a dream. Not a dream. A nightmare. And then I saw a photo on the floor. The one thing that survived the fire. The boy in the picture was about 6 years old. In shorts and a t-shirt, smiling and laughing in some hallway. I recognized him immediately. It was Shane. The other half of the photo, the part that drove my mother to madness, was charred and burned to bits. Between Shane and this charred mess, those blocks splayed out on the hallway floor in the photo. And what they said was something new. Soon. I used to believe my mother's monsters died with her. Now I know they didn't.
The burn photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Ellen Rowe as Bonnie Ibanez, Kenya Kerbelin as Teen Felicia, Jamal Avery Jr. as Shane Ibanez, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, Christian De La Fuente as Detective Noriega. Additional performances by Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz, Kat Solko, Francisco J. Rodriguez, Josh Breslow, Sam Meyerson, Milia May, LaShawn Clay, Eddie Keller. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shinyin He Yu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Christoph Klasse. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Marlena Ma and Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q Code production.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.